This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we found mainly technical buying, some short covering that lifted the cattle market higher after some early mixed trade and allowed us to close positive today with quite a few triple-digit gains. Now, boxed beef at mid-morning, 80 cents lower on choice, up 17, and had a movement of 80 loads. Now, we also saw a cattle kill day of 120,000 head, or 112,000 head, but other than that, there was really no other this cattle complex. We saw on the close October cattle $1.67 higher, December up $1.37, October feeders $210. We saw November feeders up $240, and December lean hogs were $85 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Tom, what led to lower trading across the grain sector?
Well, overall, Leslie, it was a very quiet day. It was kind of a boring day, too. We lacked any big news out there. We did see Stats Canada come out today, and they actually increased the size of their wheat crop from 24.6 million metric tons to 26.1. Now, other than that, there was no other news in the marketplace. I think this market just once again ran out of any buying activity out there, and we just drifted lower to the downside and closed mostly on a negative note. December KC wheat and March KC wheat both were down 7 cents today. December Chicago wheat was down a nickel. December corn closed up a half a penny, but March corn was down a quarter of a penny. November soybeans were 3 cents lower. Jan beans down 2.5, and December cotton 46 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Find more information online at OklahomaFarmReport.com.